praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama, and this is Thursday, the 19th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2019. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby, and our co-host is Minister Kelvin Pierce. Minister Milton Dudley is on the panel with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, by Jesus Christ, his Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts, Pastor Dan.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Man, praise the Lord.
It is good. It is good to be here this afternoon.
Yes.
Thank God for this opportunity. Praise God. Once again, mm-hmm. we're discussing God's truth. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Who's true?
God's truth, brother. Oh, okay. Not man's truth.
God's truth.
God's truth. Amen. Amen. That's the only truth that really will stand the test of time. Amen. Amen. It has, and it will continue to do so. Mm-hmm. Kevin, I'm going to switch up again today. I want you to ask God's blessing upon the broadcast today.
Let us pray.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord,
for this opportunity
to discuss your truth, dear Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for allowing us to speak to those who are ordained to hear this message about the new world order, dear Lord. And
yes, Lord.
We just pray that your Spirit convicts and opens up ears and minds and hearts towards the truth that we'll be discussing today.
Lord. Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name we
Jesus.
Pray. Amen.
Jesus. Amen and praise God. Amen. Amen. Yes, we one world government. What's the other name we can call it, brothers?
New World Order.
Is there another name? New World Order?
Globalism.
And if we could, if we want to break it down to the old song used to say, the real nitty gritty. We could say communism, socialism, Marxism, and all the other isms.
That's
amen.
Right. Ecumenicalism.
All right. Yes, mm-hmm. because they all, you know, come on the same umbrella. Amen. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at the one world government as it relates to religion. Praise God. We've been looking at it for the last couple of weeks because it has definitely affected the church, and it has been said that the church and religion is where they've got to break down that wall, because you cannot get to one world government without dealing with the religious aspect, the mindset of the masses of the people. What to say, religion is the opium?
Yeah, for other people.
It's the dope.
Right.
So they got to deal with the religious community, the religious family, God's people, in order to get this one world government program, you know, to become effective. And they've been working on this for many, many years, brothers.
Amen.
But last week we kind of looked at basically how socialism has creeped into the church, and we know it's an arm of communism.
Right,
it's an arm of Marxism, and it's an area where the devil feel that he can you know, really cause his program to take some momentum. If he can deal with the church and get us off of our goal, off of our main goal.
The main thing.
To preach the what?
Gospel.
What is the gospel, gentlemen? Can anybody define? The Bible gives us a definition of what the gospel is.
Pure and clear definition, Pastor. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
According to the scripture.
That's absolutely right.
That is the pure gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message that saves. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
See, the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit is the power of God. We believe in Trinity because this is what God has given us in order to put his program into effect. Mm. That's God the Father.
Amen.
That's right.
He sent the Son.
That's right.
The Son completed his work on the cross.
That's right.
And then the Holy Spirit, he says, I will send the Holy Spirit back.
To comfort
with
you.
Us today.
Right. To teach, right. to comfort, to guide, to lead and guide us. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. But now, he does not help us when we steer away from the gospel.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Pastor, you know, we dealt last week on some of the tools that Satan used to, which is, we know, divide and conquer is one of the great ones.
Definitely, and
he splintered a lot of the Protestant groups into denominational divides
and
all that. And I was looking over some of the information on last week when it was talking about the Protestant church that was in turn infiltrated to split it into smaller and smaller denominations.
Sure.
ostensibly over doctrinal issues.
Yes.
Some
yes.
less essential yes. to the gospel than others.
Like tongues and so forth.
That's right. Right. Unquestionably, mm-hmm. yeah. many of those who argue for division were sincere in their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
See, and truth can probably be found on both sides of doctrinal rifts, but Satan held the long view.
Yes,
see, and we talked about that. We was looking at this Marxist agenda that slipped in.
Right,
and
right.
We were just discussing before we came on air. This is almost 200 years
yes,
old.
Yes. Old program that they put in effect and has been working it ever since.
Yes.
And we
yes.
can see the evidence of it in church today.
So we can go generation to generation and see.
Right, right. And most of our churches have great, socialist programs today, which takes precedent over the gospel today.
That's right.
And because we could also talk about how the enemy slipped in the get-rich doctrines.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was another way.
You think about y'all guys ever thought about this? The way the devil, once he got it in, he even renamed it. It's called the social gospel.
Yeah. Sure.
Which is not a gospel at all.
Right. That's right.
Prosperity is a social gospel because everybody can be prosperous.
So yes.
That's what they say.
Yeah. That's what they say anyhow. Amen. But they kind of, to get us off of the main teaching, the main doctrine that Lord has given us, the gospel of Jesus Christ, he threw in the prosperity, the healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Healing ministries.
Yeah.
Took a lot of people began to concentrate and center their whole mindset upon getting healed, not realizing that the Lord said one day we're going to get a new body.
That's right.
But he didn't say we're going to get one here.
That's right.
He didn't say we wasn't going to be sick here, Mill.
That's right.
This old body is going to deteriorate. God never promised to heal everybody. But it was a distraction, And it's available to everybody.
It's still a distraction, Pastor.
It's still a major distraction. But we talked about briefly about Martin Luther King, which most of the black community hold him up in great esteem, And I give him credit for what he was trying to do as far as to elevate the black man and help us to get better positions here in the country, but that's not the gospel, though.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope our audience understand what we're saying here. We're not
I thank God for
what he did, and he brought the consciousness of the injustice toward the black man to the whole world, really.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But yet and still, that's not the gospel.
That's not the gospel. I think what you're saying, Pastor, is. Mm-hmm. There's a place for that, but we're talking about the job of the church,
of the ministers too.
The called ministers of the church,
and what
they are to keep on the forefront.
Okay, yeah. Right,
as
right.
the main
saving souls. Folk,
that's it.
Saving souls.
Yeah. But then if we can look at it too, talking about Martin Luther King.
Yes. Okay.
What his point was, we can say now. Was the social gospel?
Sure.
That's exactly what it was.
And it's not that that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the gospel.
It shouldn't be under the heading
of a gospel minister, a minister of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be at the top, because seeing people come to Christ, being saved, life changed, preparing for the home going to meet the Lord when the Lord come back again. That's what we're getting ready for, getting the bride ready for the bridegroom.
The civil rights movement really played a big part in ushering the social gospel in the church, though.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the black community.
Right.
Because now, if you're not doing something for the community, then why the church is even here?
Mm-hmm.
That's the average person's mindset.
Yeah. Amen.
Of what are y'all doing for the community?
Right. That's what people say. What are y'all doing for the community? Are y'all active in the community?
Right. That's what they say.
Right. So that is the platform. That's what God. No. Jesus said the poor will always be with you.
Yeah.
And we know that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And for many reasons, we know exactly why they're going to be with us.
Absolutely.
Because the unsaved man, you can't get him to to operate out of a rational mind. He don't know how to spend his money. He don't know how to how to manage his money.
You can give him his fortune, and he won't. Next week you'll be dealing with the same situation.
And Malachi say he gonna rob God anyhow. ain't no blessings on nothing he does anyhow.
Would you guys agree that as the church, as men and women ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we should be operating in the community, but not to pay your light bill and to make sure you got butter beans in every pot or whatever. Although God may open the door for an opportunity for you to feed someone,
right? But as a rule, we can't set up, a headquarters for paying people light bill here. We want to be known for preaching the gospel and getting people saved, coming to the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we want to be known for, and not for a healing ministry, not for prosperity ministry. That what is people like Cleflo Dollar known for?
Money.
Okay. I mean, that's obvious. He might say, "Well, I preach the gospel. This is the gospel," but that is not what he's known for.
That's right. That's true.
Benny Hinn, none of the rest of them. Old Robbins was known for healing ministry.
That's right.
Healing sick bodies.
Yeah.
Not sick minds now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? That should be the first sickness that we deal with is the sick mind.
First and foremost.
Right. And which is not rectified until we come what? Come to Christ. Yeah, is that right?
That's right. So-called sick bodies.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there.
And before we go on here and with our subject here, and Jesus said these very words here: "It's not meat to take the children's bread,
okay,
amen,
and give it to who?
Dogs.
In other words, my healing is for my children.
Mm-hmm.
My blessings are for my children. Now, what you doing in the community? Giving my stuff out,
right? Amen.
To the dope dealer to make sure he can finish poisoning in the community.
The young lady here that got the brother sleeping in the back room ain't not her husband. What are you doing back there? What you doing giving my blessings out?
Okay.
Can y'all understand this here?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to stay. Don't get too much into that area there.
Stay in your lane.
Because you may be promoting sin. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Let's just stay with the gospel, preaching the gospel, and there'll be some opportunities on a personal level, not on the church's responsibility.
That's right.
But we might meet somebody in the street, and they need a little help. We help them, but as a rule, we can't say it's the church's duty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our duty is to preach the gospel, right?
Amen.
But now, socialism has come into the church. The church, the Catholic Church are big on socialism today, which we don't think they're mainstream Christian churches. Not really, But they are big on social issues. Most of the replacement of the people that come across the border now, they have been handled by Catholic organizations, which the government pays them.
Yeah,
to house these people and so forth.
Absolutely.
So they don't just go way out on the limb. And of course, we understand that. We understand that because of their doctrine, But socialism is first cousin to communism.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Communism is Marxism.
Yep.
Is that right, brothers?
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. It's the same thing. Taking from those who have and make sure it's evenly distributed to those that don't have. Is that right? And there's no biblical foundation for that. We want to examine the communist manifesto today, brothers. And because this is the socialist program that was enacted in 1848, my brothers. That's a long time ago, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By Marx and Engels, they come together with this here. And this article here that we pull offline here is... what is that? FairRepublic.com?
Yeah, Fair Republic. LaizFairRepublic.com.
Okay. And we pulled this off. Just trying to get it. The Communist Manifesto is consists of many pages, brother.
Yeah.
But this is a condensed version.
Right. Okay. 10 planks.
Yeah, just 10 planks. Yeah. But it's a whole bunch involved in that, But the author here says, although Marx advocated the use of any means, especially involving violent revolution. So the marching in the street.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
That's good stuff.
All right. Now, Marx's idea of revolution was a little bit more extreme than what we have today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't, the United States, they couldn't have an all-out revolution like that. Not in this country here, right? Not now. So just the protesting.
Right.
The protesting.
Yeah.
It's something I read. I can't think of it now. But let's look on down here. I read something else that I wanted to inject into this conversation. He says here that especially including violent revolution to bring about social dictatorship, he suggested 10 political goals for developed countries such as the United States. Now, the question is here, the author asks, how far has the United States, traditionally the bastion of freedom, free market, private property, how far have the United States gone down the Marxist road to fulfill these socialist aims? Then he said, you be the judge. So we want to look at them, brother. Okay. We want to look at these 10 planks here that was, first brought to us in 1848. Man, 100, that's a way over 200 years.
Close to 200.
Ooh, close to 200 years. Look at, and let's see what has happened in this country. Can we see where this plan is being, played out here in the country right now? Okay, number one, he said the abolition of private property in land and application of all rents of land to public purpose.
Government owned,
my brother.
Yeah.
All property.
And I was just telling you about the leaders in South Africa when they ran out the farmers, and took that. They promised they weren't going to take the land. They were going to let them live in peace on the land. But once they got in office and position authority, they took the people land. That's communism, y'all. Right.
By massacre. Right.
They didn't buy it. I didn't say they bought the land.
Took it. Tommy, you got to go.
I didn't say they gave them a fair market price.
Right. No, you got to go.
Huh? Yeah.
They just showed up and you got to go.
Yes, sir. Give them a ham sandwich and a walking cane and tell them, hey, hit the road, Jack. took every, the property, the vehicles and the farming equipment, took it all. Huh? And, of course, like I say, brothers, some of the brothers tried to stop them from taking the land. You know what they told them? They said, brother, you can't run the folks out. These people know how to farm. You don't even know how to drive a tractor. What are you going to take the folks, man? You don't even know how to drive.
You can't even farm.
You don't know how to farm.
You can't even farm.
You know, learn from the man first before you run the man off his land, you know? But that's what this first plank is all about here, brother. The court have interpreted the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which was given us 1868, to give the government far more eminent domain. Y'all have heard that word?
You've seen it in action. You've seen it in action, right? Real here action. In our fast city.
Yeah.
Look at the power of private property, though. We own our property here, and
we own it long. We pay the taxes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is there some land that don't pay taxes? Do they have?
No, I don't think so.
So really, they
own everything now.
You don't own.
Okay, that's what we're getting to.
No, man, made the light come on. Okay.
Yeah. Really, we do not own it.
No.
We're renting.
You're renting.
And then not only that, but you have been given the privilege, the nice privilege of paying the insurance and everything.
That's right.
And you don't own it.
To keep it intact. Right. To keep it intact for them.
Can work.
Keeping it up.
But really, when you bought it all down, they own it.
That's right.
Man.
Huh?
You
that's
just rent
right.
But that's part of that plan, though, Kevin.
Right, I got
that was part of that plan. And we'll look at the financial aspect as we go along. But just think, the mortgage we pay, you got to pay, if you don't pay more than your principal on your principal,
pay forever.
For the last 10 years, you ain't paid nothing.
But interest.
Longer than that. No
principal, just interest.
Yeah, longer than that, Pastor.
Yeah.
On a 30-year mortgage.
That's a globalist, brother. That's a globalist plan.
Well, think about it. Okay. How is it that I can buy, we'll just say, a $50,000 car and pay it off in 5 or 6 years,
right?
But a $50,000 house takes me 30 years?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's why.
There you go.
Okay, look at it, brother. It's eminent domain. Power there was originally under the rubric of eminent domain, a various zoning regulations also, brother. All kind of land use regulations by the Bureau of Land Management, property taxes, environmental excuses, private property rights have become very diluted. In private property, in landless vehicles, and other forms of are seized almost every day in this country under the forfeiture provisions of the RICO statutes in the so-called
it's all a racket, boy.
So if they catch a drug, catch a gentleman selling drugs, same and he owns a $200,000 house,
right?
Mm-hmm. And he's driving a Rolls Royce,
right?
The police gonna have a sticker on that Rolls Royce next week.
Yeah, they got lights on the top of it.
They go.
now that's something when you think about it. Now,
mm-hmm.
When we was coming up, it was this man in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He had a real successful fertilizing company.
Okay, all right.
About four or five dump trucks, tractors.
Yeah. Okay.
Had eight or nine guys working for him.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Doing well, fine.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to Mountain Brook, and somehow somebody talked him into selling a little drugs.
Okay.
Everything that he honestly worked for.
Yeah, right.
They took it.
Got caught up in that.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
They took it.
Yes, sir. They took for granted that he had.
No, they didn't take for granted. They knew that was an opportunity for them. They knew where it came from, Pastor.
Yeah.
All them years, honest living, making honest money,
mm-hmm.
and then he got caught up in the trying to fool with drugs.
Mm. I think we all know some cases like that. We've heard of many cases like that. But that's part of the plan, the part mm-hmm. of the Communist Manifesto to bring everything into the hand of the state.
That's right.
Huh? Yeah. Out of the hands of the people.
Stayed on.
Into the state hands.
And we just dealt with property then, y'all.
Right, yeah. Okay.
We're just talking about ground. Property.
Okay, right, yeah. Right.
So that's not any other objects that you may acquire, like Milt was just saying,
mm-hmm.
the vehicle and all that go too.
All the vehicles, all that goes.
Because you bought and paid taxes for it already,
mm-hmm.
then they get
mm-hmm.
what you paid for.
So this plan was enacted almost a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
This is a way of bringing in this new one world government, a new world order.
That's right.
Huh? It's taking, but the communists talk, that preaching was this here. We gonna take it from the rich and we want the poor. We gonna make sure everybody got a equal treatment, equal financial opportunities. But actually, that's a lie too, ain't it?
Pastor, wait a minute now. You had an opportunity to see this system it worked in different countries.
Yeah.
And you tell me how did that turn out? But you can, because you got history on your side.
Yeah.
Now, you seen communism at work.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. It don't work out too good, my brother. It don't work out too good. All right, let's go number two here right here quickly, brother. A heavy progressive graduated income tax. You mean they had this tax system for all the people all set up in their plan before we even...
Income tax, that's for the working class.
Mm.
That's for the working class.
You're supposed to be helping the working class, ain't you, brother?
Man.
I thought that's what the company's all about. Mayday. Working man, labor, the working man, treating the working man, the little man right.
Who else they going to tax, Pastor? They can't tax no... What the man under the bridge care about how much you're taxing?
Yeah. You don't care at all. That's right. And the rich got the loopholes.
He gets
right.
the tax breaks. What he care?
So you it's write down point, to Tom. The same man, the little man that you're supposed to be helping.
Protected.
The middle class.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That you're supposed to be protected.
That's who this knots in the head.
Huh? The 16th Amendment of the United States Constitution, 1913, which some scholars maintain was never properly ratified, and various state income taxes established this major Marxist coup in the United States many decades ago. Called it a coup, brother.
That's what it is.
Huh? These taxes continue to drain the lifeblood out of the American economy and greatly reduce the accumulation of desperately needed capital for future growth, business starts, job creation, and salary increases.
Mm. That's right. Mm. That's right.
Income taxes. Huh?
Pastor, this personally speaking, guys.
Okay.
And this just the way I feel.
But go ahead.
This is just the way I feel.
Okay.
If I was entitled to all that I could work hard and get all that I can work on. I personally would have no issue with helping my neighbor with a leg up or helping the guy that need a little help down the street.
But you would like to have that option, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you've already taken what I'm willing to give. So now everything else, I got to take it to the house.
Right, gotcha.
Had a big documentary on TV about the clothes that's given and donated to the different charities, especially Red Cross. Wow. Red Cross and all those clothes. They put trackers on the clothes.
On the clothes?
From the box, from in the box, when they put it in the box on the outside. Right. Okay, they put trackers on them and they tracked it. They tracked some of them all the way over to poor African nations. And those people had to pay for the clothes. Mm. So big companies were shipping them in bales, like bales of cotton.
Right, and
they take them and got the workers cleaning them, sawing them, and then turn them around and selling them to the people.
You kid.
Yes, sir. It's a racket.
That you done donated.
You donated.
You done donated.
Yeah. Thinking you helping the Red Cross, you know. And that's why I'm kind of leery. I want to help, you know, like for instance, the Bahamas, the Jamaicans. Now, Samaritan Poor Purse is one that if I'm going to help one, I probably have to consider Samaritan Poor Purse, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm leery of Red Cross and all those kind of people. I really am. Because I know that first thing they say is that, well, you know, we have to take so much for administrative cost.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Yeah. Administrative cost. You know, so when it's left, when what's left?
Who you paying if everybody working on a volunteer basis?
No.
Where all this cost come from? Now I understand some things you may have to pay for some things. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But if this is a volunteer organization, that labor force and all this stuff shouldn't be a problem.
Well, you know, okay, well, income taxes. Well, somebody got to pay for the roads and everything, right?
Right.
So now we got good roads. So, you know, I mean, why are you laughing?
You're trying your best to give him an olive branch. You trying, but you don't even sound like you convinced. So.
Okay, but this is part of that plan. This was part of that plan from the day one.
That's
before
right.
income tax was even brought to this country, Marx, Engels, all of them had set this here. That's right. That's right. Okay. Number three, the abolition of all rights of inheritance.
Oh, that's coming. Y'all don't see that in play already?
It's already in play now.
Everything hit the probate court now.
Another Marxian attack on private property rights is in the form of federal and state estate taxes and other inheritant taxes, which have abolished or at least greatly diluted the right of private property owners to determine the disposition or distribution of their estates upon their death. Instead, government bureaucrats get their greedy hands.
Wow.
This is my stuff. I'm leaving my kids.
Right, right.
Huh? This is my inheritance. This is my kids. How can they intercede and intercept?
You see it every day. You know.
To go into now, I live in a house now that a woman stayed in this house for many years, and she had one son. They sent her to a nursing home. She died in the nursing home, and the nursing home somehow has a legal right.
To the home.
Yeah. Listen to me now. To the home. Huh? Even though she got a son. An heir.
Right. Yeah.
But they took care of her. She had to sign paperwork.
That left them
the nursing home.
That's the beneficiary.
Bro, that's a racket there, brother.
Man. Yeah.
Do y'all understand that?
Her checks, too.
When you give someone the power of attorney, the nursing home take over the power of attorney, so everything automatically comes
to them first.
But think about this: Not that she may have owed them anything, because I'm sure, no, like Mill said, she, they were taking care of, they were getting her income already. Yeah. So they're just left as beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm. I got a safety lady. Mm-hmm. She just mentioned this yesterday.
Okay.
They put her dad in a nursing home.
Okay.
The mom passed a month or two ago.
Okay.
The mom had insurance policy and checks they didn't know nothing about.
Okay, yeah.
So she was saying she got to go and take them and turn them in to the nursing home.
Because they're theirs.
Because they're theirs now.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And, you know, this guy told me, the guy that did the complete remodel on this house I bought, he told me, I asked him, he told me how he came to get the house, mm-hmm. you know, from the nursing home. From the nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, you mind telling me how much you paid the nursing home for this house?
The son, now you're talking to.
The guy did the remodeling.
The guy that Hawking, that taking advantage of these type of situations. Oh, okay. You know? $50,000.
What?
Dollars.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
$50,000.
It's all profit to them.
And he sold it for a lot more than that, my brother. Way more than that, my brother. Okay, let's go along a little bit further, gentlemen. Number four, is that where we're at?
Yes.
Confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels.
They got them over a barrel. Yes. You know they got them over a barrel. If you want to come in here, you got to give us everything you own right now.
Ain't that amazing? Mm. We call it government seizure.
Seizure.
Tax liens, forfeitures. Public law number 995-570 enacted in 1986, brother.
Yeah, they got that.
They got all that. Which gives private land to the development of urban Department of Urban Development, the imprisonment of terrorists and those who speak out.
Guess how much they shook down Saddam Hussein and all them folks. Could you imagine that?
Good Lord Almighty.
Pastor, finna reading that.
Go ahead, read.
Where it said, which gives private land to the Department of Urban Development.
Right.
This is these government outfits.
Government.
Imprisonment of terrorists.
Right.
And those who speak out.
That's right.
Are right against the government.
So they can take everything you got.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could be considered
a rebel.
All of us.
A hate group.
And that was, see, this thing been rolling for almost 200 years, but this was just enacted in 97.
Right.
The crime terrorist bill.
Yeah, okay. Right. Or the IRS confiscation of property without due process.
Yeah.
That means, directly against the Constitution.
That means when you go to places like Jim Jones, David Koresh.
Yes, yes, yes.
Man, do you know how much guns and whatever else they just take when they go in there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, they said when they broke down to Saddam's palace over there, the walls was full of money.
Full of money.
Okay. Y'all ever heard that?
They
broke the walls down, and it was just U.S. dollars.
Bin Laden, too. Bin Laden, too.
Yeah.
Saddam had some in a hold he was in.
Yeah.
He took it with him. What are you going to do with it? Eat it? What are you going to do? That just goes to show you the power of that money, though.
Well, brother, I'm going to give them the benefit of that doubt. I think they probably gave that money to the poor people of that country.
You think so? You think that's what they did?
Pastor, cut it out.
Man. The Bible said, whatsoever things are good,
think on those things.
Okay, let's go to another one that we see that's happening right here today, brothers.
Boy.
Centralization of credit. Mm. In the hand of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and exclusive monopoly.
Mm.
Federal Reserve System, gentlemen. How many know ain't nothing federal about the Federal Reserve?
That's right. Nothing but the name.
They got a name federal.
No name.
But these are private owners. The Federal Reserve is a conglomerate of private owners.
Individuals.
Individuals. Individuals. One day we'll deal with that because they organized this behind the back of all the people in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But this was part of the plank, though, right?
Yeah.
Created by the Federal Reserve Act of Congress 1913, brothers, and is indeed such a national bank, and it politically manipulates interest rates. And holds a monopoly on legal counterfeiting in the United
legal counterfeiting.
So they can make as much money as they want.
Yes, sir.
That's why they say paper money won't have no value.
That's right.
It don't now.
That's right.
It don't right now, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's why they pay you by calling the bank and said, put it in there. Ain't no paper pass around here anymore. This is exactly what Marx had in mind, brother, and completely fulfills this plank. Another major socialist objective. You look into the Federal Reserve Bank. You look into them for everything. They charge us outrageous interest, brother.
Oh yeah.
You know the interest we pay on our home.
Yes. Mm. Too much.
Yeah.
If you pay the standard payments all the way out to the end, mm-hmm. you will pay four times as much for that home as the value of the home. Brother,
that'll make... Look, Pastor, Americans naively believe the U.S. of A. is far from a Marxist or socialist nation.
They believe
what
that.
What else can you call that?
That's what it is. Socialism.
What else can you call it? And it's because we most people still thinking we living on the principles and the Constitution that started this nation. And we are... Every day, we're getting farther and farther away from it.
But they kind of box you in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, today, if I wanted to, you know, I don't want to go through this system they got set up here and purchase me a home. I just want to build me I want to buy this property, mm-hmm. and I'm going to build me a house, whatever the kind of house I want. You might call it a shack.
Right. Yeah.
Huh?
No.
They ain't gonna let me do it.
No. We got.
I don't need no running water. They ain't gonna let me do it.
No.
I don't need no air conditioning. They not gonna let me do it.
Well, okay. We ain't talking about what you need. We got these things called government codes.
Okay, codes.
Yeah.
You cannot.
You got the
restrictions.
That's right. Certain things you got to have regardless, whether you want them or not.
That's good.
Well, brother, where is the individual freedom at here?
You thought you were free.
now that's funny when you say that, though.
Now, when we come down here with this building and did the landscape remodeling,
God,
everything was ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
The folks came out and said we had to plant some hedge bushes.
Oh yeah,
out here.
Yes, sir.
Because it was on the diagram.
Front street over there. Yeah, on the diagram. Man, I'm telling you. Ruth, and then these new
something, Tony.
These new.
I know it, man.
These new settlements that people like Kevin moving into and the other people moving into.
Yeah.
You got to have the mailbox got to be uniform.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to everything. You got to. You know, your garbage can got to be a such garbage can.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Can't be a then different
color. You got to pay for them to tell you that you cannot have any kind of mailbox.
Wait a minute.
You can't fly your flag in a certain location.
That's right. Pastor, you got to go before the neighborhood association if you decide you want to change the color on your house.
Yeah. Well, what's social about that, my brother?
You got to get approval of the society. That sounds like socialism to me.
That sounds like one world government to me.
Socialism to me.
That's right. That's what it sounds like. Okay, let's keep going further. Centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., communication and transportation are controlled and regulated by Federal Communication Commission,
FCC.
Established by the Communication Act of 1934 and Department of Transportation and Interstate Commerce Commission, established 1887. The Federal Aviation Administration, as well as executive orders, blah, 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 blah. Not to mention various state bureaucracies and regulations. There is also a federal postal monopoly. Amtrak, Conrail, outright socialist enterprises,
government owned,
y'all. Instead of free market private enterprise in these important industries, these fields in America are cartelized through the government's regulatory industry.
Well, I tell y'all what, listen. Y'all know I've been working on the railroad for the last 20 plus years. Amtrak, the passenger train.
Amtrak.
I don't care if they have one customer, they have to run on the same schedule every day the same location from the East Coast.
If it ain't but one.
If they ain't making a dollar, they don't go out of business.
How do they stay?
They don't go out of business. They're government backed.
The government ain't.
The government backed.
It's government.
No, how much business they do or any of that, none of that matters.
Don't matter.
None of that matters. They run.
So they really don't make enough.
To operate.
To operate that kind of system.
Yeah. No. Who uses a train as a mode of transportation?
Somebody might want to take a trip that ain't never rode a train and may jump on and go,
that's a good point. Who think about that?
They can fail. You see they still out there running every day.
Government transportation. Government owned. Oh, boy. All right, let's go to the father, gentlemen. Our time getting away from number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
The extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state. The bringing into cultivation of wastelands.
Okay.
The improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Oh, boy. Farmers paid not to farm.
That's right.
Yeah. Paid not to farm.
Paid not to farm.
Dump the food in the dumping in the ocean anywhere.
Paid not to farm
when people are starving in this country.
That's right.
I mean, not so much in this country, but throughout the world, people are starving.
Yeah, in this country.
How do you pay people in this country too? Really? Yeah. How do you pay people not to farm, brothers? Huh?
Government regulated.
Is that government? Is that
the
government?
Government regulated.
That big brother?
Then, absolutely. Right. If you got a pond on your property, the whole world after it rained.
And they got what kind of fishes in there? The yellow striped dog.
The little spotted tadpole. Something they come up with a name, and now that's an endangered species, and we got to have that. You got to go. You got to go.
Well. That sounds like one world government to me, brother. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the.
Can you guys imagine what we might be if our founding fathers hadn't owned the citizenry long ago? What we might be already right now.
Right now?
Without a Second Amendment.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We've been in big trouble.
I'm just saying.
Number 8, equal obligation of all to work. Give me your job.
Wait a minute. What'd you say now?
I said equal.
Obligation.
Oh. Yeah. That means must,
right? You got to give me a job. That's right. Obligation to work. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. We call it the Social Security Administration. Uh-oh, Milk.
Watch out, man.
And what else?
Department of Labor. You mean, depending on the government, how many people... depend on Social Security checks.
Man.
Most.
Man. A lifetime of those.
Huh?
Most. Yeah.
Now, they said, because we did pay into it.
Yeah.
Because now we know we ain't paying into it.
Everybody ain't paying into it.
We know that, though.
Everybody
ain't paying into it.
Some folk getting checks ain't never hit a lick at a snake like my granddaddy used to say.
So that is socialism, isn't it?
You giving a check to somebody that has not worked a lick at all. That's right. That's right.
You work, but they getting the check.
That's right.
That's all you listen to.
That's right.
What the Bible says, man don't work, he don't what?
Don't eat.
Is that what the Bible says?
How many years have we been hearing about that fund being depleted?
Depleted. Nothing there. Yeah. For years and years. Right. Then they come and do another assessment, and they say, well, they're going to be gone in 38, by 1938 or 2038 or whatever the case.
Oh, yeah.
It'll last to that long.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, staying on top of it, bro.
But is that control, though, brother?
That's absolutely what it is.
Just think about this now. If they come up tomorrow and say, no more Social Security.
Boy, it'd be a ride, man.
Some trouble right there. They're going to have to disarm the citizens before they say that.
Because the first thing people are going to say, well, we paid into this.
That's right.
What y'all do with the money?
Right.
Yeah.
What did you guys do with the money? We paid into it. Didn't you invest it in Uber or somebody?
That's Uber.
Y'all know what I'm saying? Didn't you invest it on Wall Street? Let the tycoons take it on Wall Street? But y'all know what I'm saying? If they abolish... they can bring everybody to the knees.
Communal bank.
Okay, what say now? Okay, let me read that now.
Yeah. The national debt
and inflation caused by the communal bank has caused the need for a two-income family.
Okay.
Women in the workplace since 1920s. 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, Civil Rights Act of 1964. Assaulted Socialist Unions, Affirmative Actions. Oh, boy. Federal Public Work Programs. And, of course, Executive Order, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and I almost forgot, the Equal Rights Amendment means that women should do all work that men do, including the military. And since passage, it would make women subject to the draft.
To the draft.
This is from, now y'all, audience, okay, think about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is from 170 years ago.
Already.
What have we been battling with over the last few years about our young ladies, our young girls our daughters being drafted into the military?
Military in action.
For combat.
That's right.
So yeah, this plan was put.
Yes,
you,
sir.
All you got to do is go online, Google the Communist Manifesto.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
you can
sir
read it for yourself. So in other words, we seeing this come to life now.
Yes, sir.
We fighting these issues in our courts now.
In the United States, the last bastion of this
that's
program.
Right. Right. That's right. Right.
Other countries have Russia and all of them.
Oh, they tied into it.
Oh, yeah. Long time ago, you know. Okay. Number nine, brothers. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country, by a more equitable distribution of the population over the country.
Think about it. Think about it. This annexation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Think about it now.
Huh. That's right. And also, you know, they're coming against the Electoral College today.
Right.
Yeah. Popularly, you know, if the Electoral College wasn't put in place here by our founders a long time ago, it'll big states like Texas and New York and Los Angeles, California, they rule everything.
That's right.
And you
that's
know, right, if they had that much power.
That's right.
But they're trying to get rid of it, though.
That's right. Right now. That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
They're trying to get rid of the Electoral College so that it can go by the popular vote. And, brother, if that happens,
we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
How many of y'all want to be ruled by New Yorkers?
California.
California. They, what?
Who don't want to have a voice in what, I mean, period. I don't care whatever state you're from. Don't you want to? Should you have a voice?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Every citizen should have a voice.
And that's what the Electoral College does.
Right, but they want to take that away, though.
Right.
Yeah. Huh? Put it in the hands of the masses. Which those states like New York and California, they gone. They in the hand of the globalists completely.
The evil one, really.
That's right. That's right. No if and but about that.
They said we called it Planning or Organization Act of 1949.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's when they start to see these things coming to fruition.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
And that's we see it now in our city.
Sure.
You can't hardly go anywhere within a several mile radius and you're not still in Birmingham.
Okay.
I'm all around this city. We had little subdivision, little
areas with their own mayors and all that.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 10, free education for all children in government schools.
Oh, boy.
Abolition of children's factory labor, child labor, in its present form, combination of education with industrial production.
I got an article right here saying
What's that?
New Mexico unveils a plan to give students free college tuition regardless of the income.
Okay. What you going to do with these high-dollar professors in these colleges and schools? What you going to pay them? In other words, you going to give each one of them a dime or a dollar?
That's what they say, that New Mexico has announced a plan to make public college and university free for all residents in the state, a proposal considered one of the most ambitious attempts to make higher education more accessible. If the plan is approved by the state's Democratic-controlled legislature, it would allow students, regardless of household income, to attend any of the 29 states' public colleges and universities. Calling the plan the moonshot for higher education, New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham announced the initiative on Wednesday. It means better enrollment. It means better student success. In the long run, it means economic growth and improved outcomes for the New Mexico workers and thinkers and parents.
No way.
No way.
Mm. And we've been hearing this. Some famous person said, who was that pastor said, that socialism always look good till you run out of other people's money.
Other people's money.
Because number one, we've been around long enough to know that there's no such thing as a free ride.
No free ride. Yeah. Okay, but is that fair to the teachers that are very good teachers and productive teachers? Is that fair to them to get paid the same thing as the slob teachers, the ones that are not?
That's what's
going to happen.
Yeah. Who went through the grind to put themselves in a position to be marketable.
Right, but that you're not worth any more. Okay.
Right.
That's socialism. Socialism. And that's exactly what's going to happen if you put it in the hand of state. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. What else we got?
Read the little part of the sum of article on the next page. After you finish with them.
Okay.
Okay.
Summation of this. It says so. Is the U.S. a free country today? That's the question. Hardly. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not compared to what it once was. Yet very few Americans today challenge these Marxist institutions, and there are virtually no politicians calling for their repeal. Or even for a gradual phase out. While the United States of America may still have more freedom than most other countries, we have nonetheless lost many crucial liberties and have accepted the major socialist attacks on freedom and private property as normal parts of our way of life.
All right.
The nation, whose founders include such individuals as Thomas Jefferson, George Mason, James Madison, John Adams, Patrick Henry, has gradually turned away from the principle of individual rights, limited constitutional government, private property, free market, and instead we increasingly have embraced the failed ideals of nostrums of socialism
and fascism.
We should hang our heads in shame for having allowed this to happen.
Mm.
Brother, that's it. That 200-year-old program is being played out now in our country.
Sound like it was just written yesterday from what we're looking at, what we're observing in our society.
That's the power of the enemy that we're dealing with. Hmm? And all this is anti-Christ, anti-the words of Christ. Anti-system that Christ has set up in the Word of God. Kevin, let's begin to sum it up, my brother. We dealt with these planks. How many was it? Ten.
Yeah.
10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, which is a program for to bring America from being a republic to a socialist country. Right. Let's sum it up here as it deals with Christianity. We have to bring it back there too,
Pastor. This discussion was a shock for me because before this discussion, I thought I was free. I really did. I got my credit straight. I keep my taxes straight. And come to find out, the man can still put his hand in my pot. But luckily, I have the liberty of Christ.
I'm free
in Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And that gives me a matter of contentment, no matter if they come my car or not.
Yes, Lord.
And then if I'm dead, you can show enough have it.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm glad that I found the liberty that's in Christ.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Good, bless you, brother. That's good.
Last two shows, we've been truly talking about, the plan of the enemy, the devil, Satan.
Bring socialism.
And, a lot of it to bring in that socialism, and a lot of it to use divide and conquer. And we talked about how the ecumenism was being really propagated today in society. But in this little article, it says, however, this does not mean churches should never stand together. It said, for example, if several local pastors from different denominations wish to engage in a joint protest against abortion,
nothing
is inherently wrong with that. But discernment is called for.
Okay.
Is unity for the purpose of serving God. That's what we must always remember, y'all. And if we're going to work together, we must have
we must all have one and the same absolute foundation that we're working from.
Amen.
And that's truth.
Amen.
And the truth, who is the truth is a person.
Yes, no.
Yes.
And that truth is Jesus Christ. So we gotta make sure to, like Pastor said at the beginning, keep the main thing. And we can work the rest of it from that.
Amen. Saving souls. Mill, God bless.
I just got taken with Kevin, man.
Yes, sir.
They thought he was free, bro.
But you gotta remember though. Lord said, "Who the Son set free?
Come on, amen.
It's free indeed.
It's free indeed. Praise God for that."
Lord said, "This place is not my home."
That's right. You thank you, Lord. That's good. Good. That's good.
We've heard and listened at a lot of this. You know, eminent domain, the taxes, and all of this. And really, we're open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we're in the world, but not of the world.
Yes, right. Yes.
But we got to pray and just be aware, make other folks aware
of
this social gospel.
Amen. And brother, you know, I worked up until, you know, I was 66 before I started getting my Social Security. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was really, you know, looking forward to it, you know.
Yeah.
But now I understand now that they can take this away from us.
Mm-hmm.
At any time.
Anytime.
But I can still, I thank God I'm saved because, you know, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And not in the name of Social Security.
Amen.
And I thank God for that, my brother. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise and bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes,
we pray, Father God, that you speak to our hearts and speak to the hearts of your people,
Lord.
Help us to depend and trust in you.
In you, Lord.
Not in the world, not in the government, Lord. You are our keeper. You are our all in all. And we bless you for it right now.
Your name.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.